This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Public meetings will be held in Merrimack and Litchfield, where state environmental officials have been investigating chemical water contamination. Results released by the Department of Environmental Services late last week showed high levels of the chemical perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, in three private wells. Jim Martin is spokesman for the State Department of Environmental Services, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Jim, can you explain more about the testing that DES conducted and what you found?
We went out and sampled 12 wells. Four of those were the Merrimack Village District wells, and the rest of the wells were private drinking wells within a certain vicinity of the St. Gobain plant in Merrimack. Some of those wells were across the river in Litchfield, New Hampshire. We expedited the results of those wells so that we could find out what were in the wells as soon as possible. And all of the wells tested had PFOA in the water, and several of the wells were above 100 parts per trillion. EPA has set a provisional health advisory for PFOA at 400 parts per trillion, which is sort of a short-term exposure. People drinking water at that level for a short period of weeks to months. There is no lifetime health advisory on drinking PFOA right now. So out of an abundance of caution, DES made the decision to provide homeowners whose wells tested above the 100 parts per trillion with bottled water.
So you're waiting to get some guidance eventually from the EPA. In the meantime, what's being done about what's being found here in Merrimack and Litchfield?
So once we got the results, test results back on Thursday, DES decided that we were going to go out and do further drinking water well sampling in the Merrimack and Litchfield area. We had staff out on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday collecting further drinking water samples. I think that we're probably, when we're all said and done, we'll have over 100 private water well samples collected, and we will anticipate getting those results back in 10 to 12 days. And so that will help us to know what the extent of the contamination in drinking water wells in that area may be.
You were talking about some more testing, but is it possible that the blood tests could be made available to some residents in Merrimack and Litchfield who may be concerned?
I don't have any information on the blood testing at the moment.
PFOA has been detected in the water supply in Hoosick Falls, New York, and in some wells in North Bennington, Vermont, also near St. Gobain plants. Is the state exploring whether St. Gobain here is that any fault?
We are working with St. Gobain on the situation.
Your office is saying the health effects of the prolonged exposure to the chemical are not well understood, as we've said, you know. But in New York, the health officials there say that those human studies have shown associations with increased PFOA levels in the blood and adverse health effects, including some kidney and testicular cancer. I know some critics are saying that maybe DES is kind of downplaying the effects here. So with that conflicting information, what do we really know about the health risks of the chemicals, and how do you decide when it's time for people to use bottled water?
There are some studies out there that indicate those health risks that you mentioned. There are also other studies out there that show inconsistent relationship to those health risks. Department of Environmental Services, out of an abundance of caution, decided to provide bottled water to the two families whose wells tested above 100 parts per trillion. And the 100 parts per trillion standard that we decided on was based on some peer-reviewed scientific studies on neighboring states, the state of Maine. We are advising people that if they are concerned that they can use charcoal filtration on their water, we will have more information on systems that they can use posted on our website, as well if people are concerned they can use bottled water until they get more information from us at the meetings on Wednesday and Thursday night.
Jim Martin is spokesman for the State Department of Environmental Services. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.